And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. I'm talking about from Huntsville back over to Chattanooga, Tuscaloosa, to Gaston, and this big old patches of Georgia and Mississippi thrown in, too, just for good measure. Welcome to all you Chattanoogans. We're glad to be on the air at WGOW 1150 AM out of Chattanooga. So thank you for joining us. And listen, if you guys aren't familiar with the texting lines and all that, just know that Right Side Ruffians communicate with this show all the time. So 833-687-4448. Let me get a few more of those out of the way before I lose track, because, I mean, y'all text so much sometimes during the show that if I don't keep up along the way, they'll be piled up on me.
By the way, if you're listening on 1150 AM at Chattanooga, we'd appreciate it less than that. Text us in. Let us know.
Yeah, I would love to know. Stephen from Athens, great text. He says, well, Colonel Williams, he said, any concerns I had regarding Pete Hegseth are now allayed. I just heard Pete's testimony before the Congressional Subcommittee, and that did it. By the way, he said, do you ever listen to Michael Berry? And no, I don't listen to Mike Berry. I don't have a chance to, but thank you that. And then he said, and by the way, just reported that the Trump garbage truck is going to be part of the inaugural parade. I did hear that. That's an awesome troll. And then he says, one last thing, Phil, I sure need a new coffee mug. It'd be great to get a sip hot coffee brewed using liberal tears from a Right Side mug. Stephen, we are bringing in new merchandise right now. We just got one batch of mugs in. Another batch of mugs is due, I think, next week.
And the mugs look great.
And the mugs look really sharp. And then we also got hats and T-shirts, and the online store goes back up in spades here very soon. We also, by the way, this is kind of cool. Now, I love these things. We got these little glasses. What do you call this kind of glasses? What are they called?
I don't even know tumblers what they're called.
Glass tumblers. They're like made like half size. They're like made for scotch or something. And it's got a bullet embedded in the glass, and it has engraved on there, Right Side Media, Bulletproof Influence. Those are going to sell like hotcakes.
I've never even seen one before. You showed me one in the studio. I've never even heard of one of those before.
It's pretty cool, sick. Isn't it? Yeah, it's got a 308 round. Like they heat the glass up, embed it in the glass, so it's like it got shot but didn't go through. And then it's going to say, it says on, and we've got it all proofed, and they're on the way. Right Side Media, Bulletproof Influence. Harris from Athens says, apologies for the text here. It says, and you've got a whole bunch of stuff about the liberal climate bunch in California. I tell you what, let me come back to that text, because I'm going to be doing a whole section on relief later. Harris, great text on that. Brett from Coleman checks it in on the wrong show.
He texted in from Dale's show.
He's texting in from Dale's show.
I can tell because it says 6:14 a.m.
Mark from Red Bay says, I remember you telling the story about Toby Keith. He said one of his bodyguards is a man from right here in Red Bay. I didn't know that. He said he was a Marine Scout sniper that was attached to a Navy SEAL team. He came to our church and talked in a Veterans Day program about some of his missions and time with Toby. Much respect for anyone that has served in the military. That is an awesome story. And I'll tell you what, Mark from Red Bay, if you're still listening right now, if you have his contact information, I would love to maybe hear from him. That'd be very cool. Merle from Hartsell, Alabama says, did you know that Ted Nugent had a pavilion built at Fort Sam Houston for our soldiers so the burn victims could sit outside? No, I did not know that. He said, I sat out there and talked with some of the soldiers when my son was there. He had been shot in the head in Iraq. Man. Merle Frazier from Hartsell. Merle, thank you so much, and thank you for your son's service, and thank you for letting me know about that. One more text. John from Huntsville says, Phil's spectacular monologue. Also, JP, I told you that you should have watched indoor golf instead of watching Alabama play basketball.
Yeah, I think the Tide played their worst game of the year last night. It was not a great outing.
So basically, indoor golf would have been more fun.
I've seen a bunch of funny clips from it from today, so it probably would have been more fun. I saw Tiger Woods made his entrance to Eye of the Tiger, which is pretty sick, because you know, it's his league with the fog and everything. So, yeah, maybe I should have watched that instead.
There's always replays.
Yeah, yes.
I've told the story on the air before, so I don't want to spend too much time, I guess. But have I told you the story about how I got Ted Nugent's autograph that's sitting right here?
I don't think I've heard that full story, no.
I guess it's before you joined us. So Baghdad, 2004. I was on a small FOB out in central Baghdad, but my division headquarters was back at a place called Camp Victory or Division Main. And it was about a 45-minute drive on a good day. And that's if things went well. And the way we went was we had to go, you know, cross a bridge, cross the Tigris River, go through the green zone, come out the south side of the green zone, and go, you know, down the highway to to Camp Victory. Is that at Baghdad Airport? Anyway, all said and done, I had a reason that I had to go to Division Maine, but it was kind of flexible as to when I went. It was my choice. And then I heard some news. I was talking to a guy. He goes, man, did you hear what's happening tomorrow? And I said, what? Over at Victory. What's going on? He goes, Ted Nugent, Toby Keith. And I said, shut up. And he goes, yeah, they're playing a concert. I said, they're not putting the word out. And he goes, no, they don't want people driving in like that. And I said, well, we're about to. So I went and told my team. I said, we're on the QT. Go get the shooters. So the mortar platoon was like one of our security details that always went out with my team. And I said, tell shooters we got a mission. What are we doing? I'll round them up. I'll tell you, everybody. And I told them, I said, all right, here's the deal. Tomorrow morning, 09, we head out. Nobody tell anybody. Toby Keith, Ted Nugent. And they're all like, oh. So this is a big deal, right? It wound up being one of the worst travel days I've ever experienced. We just missed at least two IEDs. One of them took out a vehicle not long before we came alongside it. I mean, we didn't see it. It was right before we got there, though. The Baghdad heat and the traffic was unbelievable. And when I say traffic, it's weird. It's like snarls, like you would sit. And of course, when you're in the war zone, sitting makes you a target. So we would have to fight our way back out of the traffic to drive on sidewalks and run down medians and all kinds of stuff. Anyway, our 45-minute trip took us over 2 hours. Oof. And then we finally get there, and I'm like, all right, fellas, listen, here's the deal. I'm making a call. We'll do our official business afterwards. Let's go straight to where that concert is. And it was out in this big pavilion area. We literally pull up. We roll up as close as we can. We're offloading the Humvees. Everybody's dropping their battle rattle, taking off their vests and helmets and everything. And all of a sudden, I can hear a guitar playing, and we're about 100 yards away from the stage. And all of a sudden, I hear, thank y'all. We love you. We'll see you soon. And like, no way. Because we had spent so much time trying to get there that the concert was over by the time we got there. But as I'm standing there, Toby Keith and Ted Nugent come walking up, and they walk about 10 feet away from where my team's all standing there looking despondent and dejected. And they're kind of walking along, and they're talking, and they get on this armored bus. I mean, it looked like something out of Mad Max. It was an armored bus for them to be taken to their plane. And I looked at one of my guys. Everybody had a nickname, and his nickname was Animal. And I said, Animal, sir, team needs autographs. I'm on it. And he just walked over there and got on their bus. He just just acted like he owned the place. He walked over there, got on the bus, and he comes out, and he's got all these USO 3x5 cards with autographs. He starts passing them out to everybody. And I've got Ted Nugent sitting right here.
I didn't know it was Ted Nugent still just now. That's a cool story.
That's it. Ted Nugent. It says Ted Nugent 04. Anyway, it sits here in the studio, and I you may recall it was before your time here, but back in the day we had Ted Nugent on the show.
Yeah, I've seen parts of the interview before. Yeah.
Yeah, and I got to thank him and tell him that had happened, and how much it meant to me that he came over there, and it was also when Toby Keith was dying of cancer, and so we talked about that. But anyway, very cool story. But I appreciate it when they actually go where the troops are, and try to make bring a touch of home.
It takes guts to go over there during time of war, do anything like that.
Well, this was at a dicey time too. Mm-hmm. I can just tell you, a group called the Mahdi Militia, the Shia uprising was really in full swing, and it was a wacky time in central Baghdad. But yep, Toby Keith, Ted Nugent, boots on the ground playing for the troops, and it was cool. And we missed it, but I got the autograph.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
All right, hey, listen, there's been a lot of news today, and I'm going to jump on some of that here momentarily. I'll tell you a few things right now. So yesterday we had, this is not part of my dippers, I'm doing breaking news stuff. Yesterday we had Pete Hegseth came out the gate strong. I mean, basically he set a tone. Good luck, everybody, following that tone he set. But Pete Hegseth, for Secretary of Defense, went through his confirmation hearing with the Senate Armed Services Committee. And by all accounts, I mean, granted, I'm biased, but by all accounts, it went extremely well. Like, the thing that I really enjoyed was that he looked like he was enjoying himself. I mean, he never looked like he was rattled. He almost looked like he was amused. He almost looked like, this is fun. What's the next question? I mean, and so that happened yesterday. There were several others yesterday, too. I've forgotten who. You got the list over there with you still? There were several in one day. Today, right now, they've been doing Pam Bondi for Attorney General before the Senate Judiciary Committee, and they've also been doing Marco Rubio to be Secretary of State before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. And Rubio's hearing, I was talking to you, JP, you said that Rubio's was like very respectful, which I would imagine he's been their peer now for a number of years.
Yeah, even the Democrats were very respectful to him. And they asked reasonable questions. So they weren't just trap questions like Pam Bondi and P. Hegseth got. They were actual reasonable questions you should ask a Secretary of State. So, yeah, that hearing went very smooth from what I saw.
And then Pam Bondi actually did pretty well. She had to get terse with a few of them. Like one of my favorites was, I've forgotten the guy's name right now, but a Democrat.
He's from California.
Yeah, but figures. Was just trying to wear her out and yelling at her to say yes or say no, say yes or no. And what did he ask her to, where's the 14th Amendment?
Towards the end of it, he was like, well, can you tell me what the 14th Amendment says? And that's when she said, I did not come here to do your homework, Senator. I was preparing for this hearing. But yeah, that was the gist of the Pam Bondi questions. They were trap questions that nobody can say yes or no to. So then when she wouldn't say yes or no, they would say, all right, well, then I'm just taking that as a no. It's like, They didn't care what she had to say. Yeah. They were just trying to get their soundbite on her, and that's all it was.
But she's got everything in the resume you should want an attorney general.
Yep.
I mean, I still look at her nomination and think, why wouldn't she first? Why do you even put Matt Gaetz up?
I think she's
like the perfect candidate.
Yeah, and but it's funny too because it was just around that time when somebody, I can't remember who it was, said that they don't Trump doesn't like strong independent women around him.
And then all of a sudden, Pam Bondi gets nominated.
Yeah.
And Kristi Noem.
Yes. We posted the whole Adam Schiff 7-minute interaction with her and Pam Bondi. If you haven't, go check it out at Right Side Media's X page. It's pretty good. Her and Adam Schiff had a good back and forth. But she was fiery and had pushback, but also wasn't stupid in the sense of she didn't say anything she shouldn't have said.
Yeah.
You know, so I think she did really well.
Well, more to come, but the nomination hearings are going well. What I really appreciate is that the Republican leadership is putting these nomination hearings on now. I mean, Trump's not even sworn in yet. The nomination hearings are underway. The goal is to get as many of his cabinet officials confirmed as he takes office so that he is literally walking in the door with a team to go to work.
Yeah.
And that would be the ideal.
Well, also, Charlie Kirk tweeted this out today, which is a good insight of, you know, they're getting all these hearings done. Like, they have a lot on the same day. And apparently, they got people like Ted Cruz, which are going from hearing to hearing. And, like, a bunch of the young senators are going around, and they're trying to get this done as quick as possible. So that would not have been done with Mitch McConnell in charge. So Mitch McConnell would have had it spread out one at a time, and said that there's he called them the young senators, the young bucks or whatever, trying to get this done quickly for Trump. So I think that's a good sign.
Well, it is. And also, I think it keeps the Democrats hopping.
Yes.
I mean, they're and the liberal media, for that matter. It just keeps them hopping. They're having to run from one room to the other just to get their sound bites and their you know juicy questions in. Anyway, all breaking news on that. And as things develop, we'll let you know. And when we see a vote being set, and I don't think a vote has been set unless it happened here recently.
No, I haven't seen any.
Yeah. But let's check along the way. And if we see something worth interrupting for, we will certainly do it. In the meantime, let's take a break right now, and we'll come right back. And I'm gonna start jumping into dipper number one, the modern suffrage. For women, just to simply be allowed to be women. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.